We're learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Sugi is Basik Shebesitki Areva. The Mishnah talks about if the dough is in the cracks of the Areva of the bowl that's used for kneading. The Mishnah just says if there's a Gzais B'Makam Echad, there's a Chiv to destroy it, and if not, it's Batul B'Miyutai. And the Gemara first has two Lishainis of Yehuda Meshmuel and a Braisa, a Tanya Kavase for the Lishna Kama and a Tanya Kavase Lishna Basra. That the first Lashon says that that's only b'makom she'ein asur l'chazik. If it's a makom she'asur l'chazik, even the kazayis, you don't have to be mevar. And the second Lashon says, fakert, it's only in a makom asur l'chazik. A makom she'ein asur l'chazik, even less than the kazayis, you have to be mevar. And the Gemara says, you have a stew of the two braises. So if Huna said, sami kilda mikame chamirta, the first braisa is l'kula. That if it's asur l'chazik, you never have to be mevar. If it's ain't asur l'chazik, then it depends if it's a gzayis or less than a gzayis. The second lash is the chumra. If it's a gzayis, you always have to be mevar. If it's parchas b'gzayis, then it's only if it's makom asur l'chazik, then you have to be mevar. Makom she'ein asur l'chazik, you have to be mevar in all cases. So if one says, you go to chumra. If it's a gzayis, you always have to be mevar. And if it's less than a gzayis, it's only in a makom she'ein asur l'chazik. But Abaye, Rav Yosef, want to say it's totally machlekes of Shem Melos and the Rabbanan, and Abaye said, "Kam b'makom lisha, kam shaloi b'hab b'makom lisha, shaloi b'makom lisha." So the Kamish Shittas in the Rishonim had to explain what the Gemara means, and also what exactly is the halacha. And we'll go through the different Shittas. Rashi holds that there are three different places in the Areva. Asur l'chazik, according to Rashi, means the bottom of the Areva. The Makom Lisha includes the walls of the Areva. And then you have the upper rim, the Saf Al Yainam, which is not a Makom Lisha. So the first Brice is calling the Banim the Makom Asur L'Chazik, and the walls the Makom She'en Asur L'Chazik. And the second Brice is calling the Makom Asur L'Chazik the walls, and the top rim, the Saf Al Yainam, is Makom She'en Asur L'Chazik. So it comes out like this. In the Banim, even the Gazayas is okay. On the walls, a gezayis is a problem. Pachas megezayis is okay. On the top, even pachas megezayis, you have to be mevar. Those are the three chalukim. So the first braisa that said lekula, that means the banim, with even a gezayis is good, and the walls with any pachas megezayis. And the second braisa that said lechumra, that means the walls, with there you need a pachas megezayis. And the top rim, even pachas megezayis is no good. So everything stims. Now, Balamar also agrees to Rashi, and he says that's how we paskin, because we want the two brises to miyushiv, we want the two l'shayis v'nim shul to miyushiv together. Also, Rav Ashi, who explains what the makom lisha is, sounds like he also chilting the makom lisha, not in the makom lisha. But he says one thing, he says the Gemara Lamaisa says it's all according to Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar, it says a kubasar sheichta li yeshiva is batla, he holds even the gzayis could be batal. But in the end, the Gemara didn't paskin like Rav Shimon Elazar. The Gemara paskins, we don't paskin Shimon Elazar, you need tacht b'nei betit. So mainly he says, halacha l'maisi, you'll say like this. If it's a gezayis, you have to be mevar no matter what. Even if it's on the bottom, because that the Braisa says on the bottom of the mevar is going like Rav Shimon Elazar. If you're like the Rabban and a gezayis, you always have to be mevar. But if it's not a gezayis, so then you don't have to be mevar on the bottom, and who would then on the walls? Except if it's shaloi b'makom lisha. That's Rashi in the Balamar. Now, Kamar Rishenim, the Rabban al-Lachamis talks about Rabbeinu Davin, they bring it from Rabbeinu Chananu. So, no, the other Rishenim also, the Chlush Eran, the Me'iri, the Ram Chalava, they say it's very shvei to learn this way because neither of the Brises explained everything, the three places. Both Brises only talked about two of the places, and they weren't so mefarit. Why didn't the Brises say all the Chalukim? That's what they don't like about Rashi's Pshat. So first of all, they say a different pshat in Asur L'Chazik. Rashi learns Asur L'Chazik means the bottom of the Areva. The Rishonim learn Asur L'Chazik is not talking about a place in the Areva. It's talking about you need the dough in order to repair the crack. L'mashal, if the crack, let's say, is a wide crack, or it's a crack which goes through and through, so then you need dough to repair the crack. If the thing is a narrow crack and it doesn't go through and through, you don't need dough to repair the crack. Asur L'Chazik is not discussing where the crack is, is discussing how bad the crack is. In other words, if you need the dough to repair the crack, that's called Asir L'Chazik. Makom Lisha is referring to the place where you have the dough in that Reva, right? But the Rishayim hold that Makom Lisha is more chamer. Rashi is Makom Lisha is more kal. Makom Lisha is like a Makom Asir L'Chazik. But the two diagrams in Asir L'Chazik. The bottom needs a lot of chizik, even a kazayis is bottle. The walls don't need so much chizik, so less than a kazayis is bottle. The top doesn't need chizik at all, so even less than a kazayis is not bottle. But the Rishayim hold, Asir L'Chazik means you need the dough in the crack to help out. And Makom Lisha is mochama, because if you have a Makom Lisha, you don't want the dough there. You don't want so much dough there, it's going to get in the way. Ain't a Makom Lisha, you don't care so much, it's not going to get in the way. So it goes like this. If it's not a Makom Lisha, so you don't care that the dough is there, so if it's Asir L'Chazik, meaning you need it to repair the crack, even more than Kazayis is batal, because you want the dough there, you want it to repair the crack. If let's say you don't need the dough to repair the crack, so less than a Kazayis is not as a batal, you don't care about it. But more than, but if it's more than a Kazayis, you have to be Mevar. If it's in a Makom Lisha, so then you care much more, because it's going to mix with the Elisha. So you don't want it to be batal. So if it's not Asir L'Chazik, you make, but even if it's less than a Kazayis. If it's Asir L'Chazik, then you make ben al-kapanim by a Kazayis. That's a sheet of Kama v'kama Rishayim. And how do we paskin? So Rabban says the same thing like the Balamar Lamashla. We don't paskin like a Pshimon Alaz. In other words, a Kazayis will have to be Mavai no matter what. But less than a Kazayis, it depends. If it's Asir L'Chazik, even in a Makom Lisha, it's Mutter. If it's Eino Asir L'Chazik, so then, it's not mutter b'makom lisha, only b'shloi b'makom lisha. And Asir L'Chazik means, like we said, you need it to repair the crack. So a dough that you need to repair the crack, if it's a gezayis halacha l'maisir, halakim shimon alazir. So we hold that it's going to be asir even shloi b'makom lisha. But a dough that's less than a gezayis, if you need it to repair the crack, so it depends. No, you need it to repair the crack, it will be good no matter what if it's less than a gezayis. If you don't need it to repair the crack, so then b'makom lisha, it will be a problem. But Shalai Makom Lisha, it's batal. But this is all assuming that we paskin like Abaye. And the reason to paskin like Abaye is because then you'd be yashiv the two brises and the two lashinis. And also Rashi seems to hold that way. The Rif and the Rambam don't bring anything about Makom Lisha. The Rif and the Rambam say that a Kazayis you always have to be Mavar. And less than a Kazayis, it depends if it's Asir L'Chazik. So the Rishayim explained, the Rif and the Rambam didn't pass like a bay, pass like a funa. Sami killed the Mekame Chamirta. Samel, the Mishnah will go ka'alacha, like the Rabban of Reb Shimon Elazar. And Reb Ashi is not a bay, he only explained the din of Makom Lisha, he didn't need to paskin that way. We pass like a funa. That's how the Rambam and the Rif paskin. So L'chayra, the few we learned till now, if it's a Gezayis, L'chayra Zichi have to be Mavarik, because we don't pass like Reb Shimon Elazar. Azar L'chura. But if it's not a Kazayis, so then, if you hold like a Abaye, so it depends. It depends if you hold like Rashi. Rashi holds Makom Lisha is Mokal, because it's called Asir L'Chazik. And the Rishayim hold, no, Makom Lisha is Mokhamer, because it gets in the way. And the Rishayim hold that Asir L'Chazik means that you needed to repair the crack, and Rashi holds Asir L'Chazik means it's the bottom of the Reva, as opposed to the sides. Now, so for all the Shittas that we said, Sai Rashi and Sai the Rishayim, the emes is less than a kazayis, you'd have to be mevar if it's not batal tarai reva. That's why you find ena asir l'chazik. It says you have to be mevar. According to Rashi, that means b'makom lisha. I mean shloi b'makom lisha. According to Rashi, the way he learns it, according to Rishayim, it means b'makom lisha. But there is a chiyuv to mevar less than a kazayis if it's not batal tarai reva. But Taisus has a kasha because the Gemara goes with the house. That it talks about loishlam reva v'bayis, it says it's chayav levar. Why? Because zimlin the kanis of anafle gabadati. If you have chatzai zaysim in the house, you have to mevar it because maybe they'll get gathered together and they'll fall together. And the Mar Zeshayla, what about two houses? What about a bayis and aliyah? What about a bayis and achsadra? But you see from there that half a gazayis in a house, you don't have to be mevar. Only because of the kshash that may be enough le'adadi, and you don't always have that kshash. Let's say all you have is a half a gezayis, then you wouldn't have to be mevarit. So Taisa wants to know, why not? What's the chilik, a half a gezayis in a house, or a half a gezayis in makom shein asir l'chazik? So Taisa seems to go with the yisoid that less than a gezayis, you don't have to be mevarit altogether. There's no din bi'er chametz unless than a gezayis. We spoke about in the previous shiur, one thing you say chatzis she'asim in a teirim, we said different svaris. But, and the shaila could be bechlal, the rishonim could be arguing about a derabanan. But al kaponim, that's what Taisus holds. Taisus says the reason why they were machmir makam lisha is because yesh locha she'idvik aisi isli zecheres ad elisha, aitivla min a ta. Maybe you'll get into another dough, or they'll be belay of the ta. Now the chay, what he means is like this, there's really no chiyuv bi'ur chametz, unless in a gezeis. But to keep it in the areva, you're going to use it for matzah, and it'll become a uriv, the matzah with the dough that's chametz, so we'll get the time of the dough that's chametz, that's why you can't do it. So me'el azal, if it's loy b'makam lisha, so then less than a gezeis is mutter, because tam yinafti mimvai less than a gezeis. Nothing to do with being bottled to the areva. More than a gezeis is aser, unless it's aser l'chazik. If it's aser l'chazik, then it becomes bottled to the areva, you need it to repair the crack. Taz going with the same shah as rishenim. Aser l'chazik means you need it to repair the crack. It's a makam lisha that more machmir. So mainly, even less than the gezayis, you have to be mevar. And how come by aser l'chazik, you don't have to be mevar when it's less than the gezayis? So Taisa says, it's a davar mut, v'yachal lishma shalyal shalav. It's a small thing. You could be careful. Now, it's a very big chiddush that you could use this areva with dough in it on Pesach, with chametz there, as long as it's shalai b'makam lisha, or even b'makam lisha, as long as it's asa l'chazak and you're careful with it. The Torah brings in Avi Ezri that this whole sikh is talking about you're putting the areva away in your chametz closet. You're not going to use it on Pesach. If you want to use it on Pesach, you have to scrape out every drop of dough and do and kasher it. The emes is the Reb Elazar Meir Shaharwitz in the back and the Chazanish Simakuf Dezayin Sivkan Dezvav. He says, a pliya. What's Pshat and Taisus that you could use the Areva with that and engrave in Agola? So the Bach, when he quotes the Taisus, he throws in a line that you might be Yidduk Baisi Islu Zacher, said Elisha Divim and Atam, Venene Michavet Sha'avar Olav Pesach. The Bach, when he says over the Taisus that maybe it will get stuck to another dough, or will get from the Tam, the Bach says, and you'll be Nene from Chomet Sha'avar Olav Pesach. So the Bach sounds like, of course on Pesach can't use it. The whole Indian of destroying the dough that's B'makam Lisha, or the dough that's a Kazayas, you know, is also because of Chomet Sha'avar Olav Pesach. But the Chazanish is bothered, he doesn't bring the Bach, but he brings the possibility. He's bothered if Lamaisi and Achayev to destroy a Pachas Megazayas, it won't be Nisach HaMashal Pesach. How could you be Oyvah HaMashal Pesach and Chamas Ein HaMachayev to destroy? So the Chazanish says, he thinks Taisa means like the Rishaynim. When Taisa says, Yesh Locha Sheyidvuk Bisnacher Zayid and Tam, he's just trying to explain, not that he can't do it on Pesach because of a Shash of Chametz. He just means it's going to get in the way. So Mela, that's why it's not Batal. But it's a Chayev Pela, the Chazanish. Taisus is saying it to answer the kasha that I see from the Gemara by Bias that there's no chiv to mevar less than the gezayis. According to the Chazanish, he never answered the kasha. Whenever it's not bottled to the areva, because it's a makam lisha, and they're getting will bother you because it's going to get mixed into other dough or give time to another dough. But if the reason is because it will bother you that's happening, I mean, otherwise, you would have to get rid of it. I mean, in other words, if it's not bottled to the areva, you'd have to get rid of it. Taisus brought a raya from Bais. You don't have to get rid of less than the gezayis. So the chayre Taisus means, like we're saying, that problem is that you'll use it on Pesach and it'll get and the dough will get mixed in. Takash tikkul shrei lechayre. Why would Chazal allow you to use it on Pesach without kashering it? Hakaponim, that sheet is Taisus. Shittas Taisus seems to me that you don't have to be Mevar Chametz less than a Gezayis, period. Except that there's a reason, the marshal in the house, you have a reason because maybe you'll gather together and become a Gezayis. Or, in the Areva, if it's Makam Lisha, then maybe you'll give time to the dough that you're using. But Stam is you'll have to keep Chametz less than a Gezayis. And the Raya is, because otherwise, why do you have to say in the house that it'll come together? So, Adam Yashiv Rashi, and the Rishonim, that L'chayr less than a Gezayis Stam, anytime it's not Bokot Tarevi M'chuv Timvar, what's the difference between that and the house where the Kshash is only Dumakanish and Ophel Adadi? So there's a lot of Terutzim. The Rabbanim L'chametz already Bavarin Zeshailim, L'chdush Yerad, and he says, because Chametz in the house is not Choshev, it's Bokot to the house. And why is it Bokot to the house? Because it's suyimli daris baragli adam. It's like a batzaka asa l'chazik, they say, because also batzaka to the house. You don't need it. You don't look at it as a dove of the atzmei because people step on it. The Ramchal Ava says it's pretty much the Urayim, which the Bach and the Magen Avraham bring down in Siman Tov and Beis Yivkan Vav. He says if it's a little dirty and it's possible to you don't have to destroy it. The batzik in the Areva is clean. But if you have chametz in the house, it's dirty, it becomes batel to the house. It's very similar, I think, to the Ramban and Chedushin Ran that says because it gets stepped on, it gets a little dirty. So come there's a whole din of being mevayel less than the eyes. If it's clean, edible, completely edible chametz. Any chametz which is dirty and you wouldn't really want to eat it, even if it's lachaya, even if it's royal achila, say matun of ksas, they say it's nidris paragli adam, even if it's royal achila, but it's less than the kazayas, and it's not something which you makshiv at all, it's batal, and the mele you don't have to mevar it. Now the Rambam seems to be a little bit more machmir. The Rambam says when the Rambam brings down the loch about the house in Perek Bey's loch of the Zayin, he says, since the reason why you don't have to mevatel the chatzi zayis in the house is since it's stuck to the wall or to the floor or to the roof or to the ceiling, so you're not mechuyev to mevar. So the mefarshim say like you the Magen Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah and the Ramach and the Rebbeinu Menoyach that if it wouldn't be stuck, the Rambam holds you do have to mevar the chatzi zayis. The Rosh is not the way. Very interesting. The Rosh says that the Ram says it's stuck, is lav dafka, urcha de milsenakat. The Ram is not mashing the way. The Ram says, since it's stuck, you don't have to even mevar. The Farshim say it's dafka. The Ramach, the bee of the Ramach, from Rishenim, he says, mamish is what? Because since you see by batzik shib sitka reva, b'makam shayna asal chazik im chuyid ma'even, less than the kazayin is, so what's pshat in the house not? Terry says, it's talking about stuck to the wall, that's why it becomes batal to the house. Now the Ramach asks the kasha, which Achreinim ask, the Gemara early on that Vavlam Beis says Peru Memele Batli. So how could you say Mechuyev less than the Gezayis? It says Peru Memele Batli. So he says that's to my breadcrumbs from dough. Dough is more chashiv. The Magen Avraham also says this in Siman Tav Samach Sifkan Gimel. But Al Kolpanim, you see here that the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ran, the Urayim, all these people, they hold that if it's less than the Gezayis, you do have to destroy it. But less than exercise is much easier to become bottle. So how does it become bottle? Because people step on it, because it's somewhat dirty, either because it's stuck in the walls, it becomes bottle easier. A gezayis doesn't become bottle, less than gezayis becomes bottle. But if it's not bottle, then you'd have to destroy less than the gezayis also. But there's really another sheet in the Rishonim, a gemalde gezach, the Biagra brings these mayrach about in Sifyan Aleph. So Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris, the Torah brings down, the Beis says a lot of Rishonim bring it. But Yechiel Paris says one thing. He says, you know why you have to destroy the dough in a batzik shebasit ke'areva? Because it's mistarved together to be a kezayis. That's what he says. So Ben Yechiel Paris holds that you really don't have to destroy dough that's less than kezayis. And that's what the guy says. Miyashiv taisis kasha. If you have dough or chametz less than kezayis, you don't have to destroy it. Period. How come by batzik shebasit ke'areva, when it's Eina Asa L'chazek, whatever you hold, B'makam Lisha, Shleib Makam Lisha, it's, you have to destroy it even less than the Kazayas. The Teretz is because when you're donning the Kazayas by the Batsuk Shebesitki Areva, you don the entire Areva together, and there is a Kazayas. The Gaon says it's Meduik in the Mishnah. Batsuk Shebesitki Areva, Miesh Kazayas in Makam Echel Chayav Levar, from La Vata Mutav. There's a Kazayas in one place, Chayav Levar. Why don't you say, Mesh Kazayas Chayav Levar, from La Vata Mutav? Teretz says there is a Kazayas. It's just not from Makam Echot. Now you have to realize, it's not doima to the case of the chut. The chut was a pshat, legami the etzim chashivas. It's not the chashivas of the gezayis. When it's a gezayis, it's not brought to the reva so quickly. So then, if you have it in two places, and a chut connecting them, so you say, if you could take the chut and they'll come with it, that's called one gezayis, and legami the chashivas of the gezayis, that it's not brought to. If the chut will fall out, so that's called less than the gezayis, legami the chashivas. But legami the din, that you need a kezayis to have a chiyuv beer, according to the Gaon, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel Mipares. But it's all mitztayev together to a kezayis. That's even if you don't have the chut. Everything in the rave is mitztayev together to be kezayis, like I'm in a chiyuv beer. Now, the Ari Shainim that are mavur not that way. The Ramban and the Ran that asks Kasha, Taisus, that asks Kasha, say, Terutzin, that how come by the house, it says, you're only mechuyev because maybe it will be kanish and afalu. Why is this not mechuyev din by a chatzis eis? And you have to say a teretz, it's stuck to the walls of the house like the Rambam, or it's metunav ksas, or it's nidras, or whatever it is. So that's mashmev, you wouldn't have these taimim, even a chatzis eis have to mevar. But Hagabonim in the Rif, in Kamri Shainin, you could say this pshat, in Rashi, you could say this pshat, that when it says here that Parak Zayis have to mevar, it means Parak Zayis in one place, but in the Arev itself, you have more than Zayis, it's Umitztarev to make a Chiyav beer. The guy knows his way La Halacha, that you don't have a Chiyav beer unless in the Zayis, the whole din of Basri's Rev is only when the whole Arev is Mitztarev. And as I said, Taisus L'chayr is clear that you don't have a Chiyav unless in the Zayis, it's only by a Rev because they could give time into the Isa. But the other Rishayim hold, you do have a chiyuv beer, but even they hold that it becomes batum eila very quickly if it's a suy lidaris of some tun of ksas ukadayma. So halacha lemaisa, when the chametz that's less than a kazayis, if you're trying to find Cheerios or pretzels or whatever it is, they're always the chayra asli lidaris and tun of ksas. Yeah, maybe if you learn the Rambam, you need a medubik, but like the mafarsh in the Rambam, you need a medubik, bekarka abayis, bekaisla abayis, bekaira. So then you would be mechuyev to destroy the Cheerios or the pretzels or kedaima. But like the other Rishayim, the Shavur brings down la halacha, if it's metun of ksas, you're not mechuyev to destroy it if it's less than a kazayis. Now the Rosh Bechlal brings down, he says he doesn't want to be marif so much in the sugya, he's not marif that much, like we said, you see it's a complicated sugya. The Rosh says, because anyway, the Yisrael kedaisha name, and the Megar, all the dough, they clean off all the dough and the walls and everything, any type of chametz, even if it's less than the kazayis, the chuli. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down such a thing, that people who do that, Yesh lo mashi yismecha, the Yishalmi brings such a minig, he doesn't say that yimachuyiv to do it, but he says that there is, it's not called like a minig shtus, to go and destroy all the chametz in the house. They say Yisrael kedaisha name. From the Iker and Din, there is a shita that the Goyim paskins that way, and that only a kazayis, and that batzik shebesit garev is only because the arev is mitzdarev to be kazayis, and even the shita that says less than the kazayis, if it's metunif, or it's nidrus, or whatever it is, then la'alochi, you're not mechuyev to be mevarit. Now the Gemara brings the machlekes of Shim Melaza and the Rabbanan. Rav Shim Melaza says that kupas sha'ar sheichtel yeshiva batla, if a mound of sourdough, which you made up for sitting on it, it's batal. And the Gemara says there are abundant argue on Rav Shimon Elazar. They all you need tach paneh betit. The Chazinish in Simon Kuftes Vav Sifkat and Hey asks a kasha that the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak says that you have these things, a zumin shel tzavon, you have like a paste that you made for dyeing or for cooking purposes, or kulin shel seifrim for glue, or tachshit einashim for cosmetics. And all these things, the Mishnah says, "Elo even Pesach." Rashi says it means you mechuyev to destroy. Why is it even the kubas sar sheichta liyeshiva? So in Simin Kuftet Zayin Sifkanei, he says because the Mishnah is going to Shem Lazer, and if I'm going Shem Lazer, as long as you designated it for a non-food purpose, it's not chametz anymore. You don't have to invite it. But we pask and then no, you need tachmanei betit. So in all of these cases, you don't have tachmanei betit. It's interesting, he says that in Kuvdez Vav Zivkanei, in Simon Kuvchav Dalad, where he writes the Oresel Seder Adafim, first he wants to answer, I'll be the Asagas Arayvid. It's Taka, the Arayvid does say this, that Kubasar Shechtel Yeshiva is Tumetz Eni Royal Achilas Kelev. So why is it a problem altogether? Because since it's Sa'ar, it's sourdough, you could be Mechamei, Yisus Acheris with it, so even Eni Royal Achilas Kelev, if you could use it to make Chimutz, it has a din of Chametz. But there, Yechtel Yeshiva works. But it sounds from the Ravid that if it's Royal Achila, it doesn't work Yechtel Yeshiva. But the Magen Mishnah is not the Ravid. The Magen Mishnah argues in the Ravid. The Magen Mishnah says that if it's Nifsel Mechil Eskav, it's not Mechametz, even if it's Royal Achmeis Lecheris. So according to the Magen Mishnah, it has to Akapana be Royal Achila's Kalev, and Memela, you'll have this Kasha, why is it different than Zuma Shel Tzavon? I mean, Taisus also, I know why it's being down. Taisus Mefurish says, Kupa Sarshil Yeshiva, Afish Royal Achila. Even if it's Royal Achila, the Eisim of it's Royal Achila Sadam. L'chayr the Gemara is much that way, because the Gemara stelt serve Shimon Elazar to explain why when it's also L'chazik, even the Kazayas, you're not over. Even the Kazayas, you're allowed to keep in the Sitke Areva. L'chayr the Basra is Royal Achila Sadam. And still Shimon Elazar holds it's okay. So that's a chayyim, not a good teretz to say that the kupa sar shech leyeshiva is dafkan ein roi lachilas kelev, like the Chazanish himself writes. But he says that maybe the pshat is that bezumin shel savah man shel tabach and kol shesayfrim, you might be chayze, you might decide to use it for achila or al kapanim for achilas kelev. Mashenkin kupa sar shech leyeshiva, you don't have such a kshash. He doesn't explain why there's more of a kshash there than here. But l'chari, I was just thinking, I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa, just the shtickle derech limud, that all these products, the cosmetics, and things that aren't used for achila, that have chametz ingredients, l'chari, you might say, you need nifsal me'achilas kelev, but l'chari, it should be like kupa sar shichlal yeshiva, there's really no shash that anyone will eat it. Now, maybe you'll tell me, but we don't bask like Shimon al-Azhar, and you need tachmanah betit, but l'chayr, that you mix in other ingredients which are not royal achil at all, they're just for the purpose of making it into a cleanser or a deodorant or whatever it is, l'chayr, that should make it like tachmanah betit. So even if it would be royal achil or royal achil is kalem, l'chayr, it should be like kubah sar shetul yeshiva. Not sure if that's correct, but al kapanim, the camera's organized as far.
Oh, you're right.